taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense. Waking up and Dr. B who stepped across the line. With a lot to watch, it took control, the first one of its kind. So listen to your...
All right, welcome to a 33 after the hour. Super Tuesday on tap for tomorrow, and a lot of heavy weather could be spreading across the country as well. So turbulent weather and turbulent politics all mixed together in one dynamic stew for tomorrow. Liz Peek here, columnist for Fox News. Liz, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So it looks like Cruz might likely win Texas, but that'll be about it. But my first question before we get anything else today, is politics so tawdry that they have to dig out the corpse of David Duke 25 years later to try to make this some sort of political statement? I watched this on Friday, all right? I saw Trump say, I disavow this. He just waved it off. They're still talking about it on Sunday. He disavowed it Friday. End of conversation to me. And yet Cruz and Rubio are doing everything they can to put a hooded, you know, to put a white hood on the guy. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, look, I think Cruz and Rubio are pretty desperate at this point, and they're trying to dredge up absolutely everything and anything that could make voters doubt the Donald. I mean, that's really where we are, because for months they've let this engine roll forward, and Trump is like, it's like a snowball. He's just gained more and more followers, more press time, more enthusiasts. His crowds are bigger. And so finally now they both realize, you know, guess what? It's not going to happen. He's not going to drop out. Remember, for weeks, if not months, people kept saying, well, when's he going to drop out? And this is when he was already leading in the polls. It was really nuts.
Yeah.
And so now I think people are kind of concerned that, yeah, he's going to be the nominee unless we do something really drastic here. And a lot of people legitimately, I think, are wondering if this guy should be president. I mean, you know, everyone's talking about what the establishment thinks. I don't even know who the establishment is. The truth is a lot of people are concerned that a fellow who is so willingly in the trenches and in the gutter is likely to be our next president. And I think it is alarming.
Well, you know, some people say roll up your sleeves. People are tired of getting into the sewer. Yet here are Cruz and Rubio dragging around David Duke, who left office in 1993, you know, and Rubio saying, you know, he's unelectable because it makes him unelectable because we said it's wrong and he's unelectable. And Cruz is out there saying, you know, racism is wrong, Donald. Really? Yeah. This is how far you guys have stretched into the toilet in an effort to find a way to win. It's bizarre to me. It really is. And then the Democrats, what are you going to say? Well, that's horrible. You guys put Robert Byrd in charge of the United States Senate in 2009 and 10 with an African-American president, a guy that was the Grand Cyclops, for God's sake, of the Ku Klux Klan.
I think you've got them there. There's no question.
Yeah, I think I've got that one. But the truth means nothing to those folks. I mean, but,
apparently. I think most Americans are going to be pretty happy when this is over, because I said this the other day to someone and they disagreed with me, citing the Willie Horton ad, but I really don't remember ever such a degrading political contest as we are now witnessing. It really doesn't make anybody look good. There are no standards. There's no depths to which, I mean, look, they're on David Duke. Donald Trump can't stop talking about how much Marco Rubio sweats. I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
You know,
who cares?
It's pretty trivial stuff, right? And here's what's the bad thing is. There are a lot of real issues out there. There are a lot of things going wrong in the world that President Obama has not addressed. We need someone who's going to fix some of these things, not only domestically but overseas. And honestly, the way these clowns are all operating, it's hard to imagine which of those is up to the task.
It really is it's a food fight with fecal matter. I mean, that's what it is. Meanwhile, though, you know, you look off to the side, and there's John Kasich minding his own business, going about things. Well, who's going to win on Tuesday? Well, Donald Trump will probably win on Tuesday. I'm going to Ohio and Michigan. He still looks like the adult in the room.
He does look like the adult in the room, and it's kind of interesting. I mean, he has sort of been able to stay above the fray. Donald Trump doesn't think he's worthy of attacking because his polling isn't very good. But, you know, Kasich, I mean, yeah, what's likely tomorrow is that everyone's going to get some delegates because it's all proportionate primaries on Super Tuesday. So Donald Trump is not going to win tomorrow. He's not going to have so many delegates, I don't think, that the thing is over. And Kasich is just kind of hoping that everyone else trashes themselves so mightily that if indeed we get to a convention and nobody has the magic number, that he's someone that everyone can rally around. And honestly, the way this thing is going, you could almost imagine that more easily than Cruz or Rubio, you know, rising above the fray here. I think those guys have hurt themselves. I understand why they've done this, engaged in this food fight. Rubio was made out to be a quivering non-entity, and he had to do something.
Right.
But it's pretty awful.
It reminds me of my mother saying when I was a kid. It does. I'm serious now. Steve, don't lower yourself to their level.
Exactly.
I mean, that really is it, because once you've gone down and, you know, and my father used to say, don't get in a pissing match with a skunk. Hello, Donald Trump. You know, I mean, seriously, because once you go to that level, you get soiled up yourself, and
you're
right.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And, I mean, who's not going to remember all these terrible charges that are flying back and forth? I mean, Kasich, to his credit, you know, has kind of what everyone wanted in a candidate coming into this race. Low these many months ago, he has executive experience. He also has experience in Congress. He's got a pretty good resume, and he appeals to moderate Republicans. Now, look, Donald Trump has opened up the tent to an enormous number of people who've never participated before, who probably have, if they have participated, many of them have been Democrats or independents leaning Democratic. So you have to say his group is not going to go away easily into the night. But I think that people may start to question his authenticity. I mean, I think Rubio has done one thing very smartly, which is, If Trump's main message is about immigration, the fact that he has hired foreign workers, both legal and illegal, to work on his projects and work in his hotels, you do have to wonder, does he really care about American workers, or is this just a convenient thing to get a lot of people worked up and in his column? I think, you know, is he a fraud? I mean, I think that's an interesting question. And I'm sure there are people around the country kind of going now, well, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right. I thought he really opposed Ford going to Mexico to build cars. Wait, what? He's getting his stuff built, made in China? These are issues that resonate with people because it lacks credibility. And, Donald Trump can talk about, well, everybody makes stuff in China. Okay, but he's the person who's supposed to be advocating against that. So I think some of the things that have been dredged up, not the David Duke thing, although, I mean,
yeah, it's that's just silly. I mean, to me, that's preposterous. David Duke left office in 1993.
Well.
And who he endorsed and what he does. What, is somebody sitting there waiting for him to say something? Say, hey, look who he endorsed.
Yeah, I know.
It's so nonsensical. All right. So, handicap it for me here in the last 30 seconds, Liz. Tomorrow, Hillary's probably going to walk away with a lot.
I think Hillary basically is a shoe-in now. Even in Massachusetts, I gather that her numbers are kind of growing and Sanders is diminishing. That's a state that he really should have been able to hold. I think she's fine. She's going to be the nominee. And, you know, that should be really good news for Republicans because there's not great enthusiasm out there for Hillary Clinton. You could practically run anyone against Hillary Clinton and they should do fairly well. But, you know, there's the rub, right? I mean, the Republicans are, the circular firing squad's doing pretty well at picking off all the candidates.
Yeah, like I said, it's a food fight, but they're using fecal matter. Yeah, it's a little ugly in there. We'll see what happens, Liz. We'll have you back.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah,
Liz Peek, everybody. Greatly appreciate her time, as always. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.